Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
Joining us now is the first Vice President and Director of the Marquette Neighborhood Commitment, Christy Cox, Marquette Bank's Vice President and Director. How you doing, Christy? Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And you know what? I have to tell you right off the bat, I know you guys have been around and serving the community since 1945, and I can't remember when it was, but I was banking at this place for a long time, and then all of a sudden it seemed like every week they had a new name and were changing hands. So good for you for holding steady and serving the community for so many years.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's so great to have the personal touch when you go to a bank and when you do banking these days, but it's harder than ever to get that, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yes. We have been serving the financial needs of our neighborhoods, families, and businesses on the South Side since 1945, so we have been around for a long time.
Chicago's Neighborhood Bank. Talk about, and go ahead and brag a little bit about all the honors that the bank has received and all the good work you've done over the years.
Okay, so to tell you a little bit about Marquette and our Marquette Neighborhood Commitment, we have always had a long tradition of volunteering and community involvement since our bank opened, but in the past we kind of did it more individually at each branch location. And we realized that if we coordinated and centralized all these activities, we could really make a bigger impact if we put it all together instead of branch by branch. So in 2008, we started an initiative called the Marquette Neighborhood Commitment. We centralized all of our service projects and volunteer opportunities, and we were really able to establish more relationships and deeper connections with community partners like our nonprofits, community groups, schools, and organizations. So today, in the present, we really focus all of these activities in four areas, which are shelter, hunger, education, and health and wellness. So each quarter, we focus on one of those four. We work with our nonprofits in the neighborhoods, and we do different things like volunteering at food pantries, helping other organizations with their fundraisers, you know, doing care packages for the holidays, and a whole bunch of different things.
Tell us about the Education Foundation.
So our Education Foundation is something that we are very proud of. We have done this for 60 years. We award 60 one-time scholarships of $2,500 to graduating high school students all throughout the areas around our branches. So since the start, we have awarded them to over 1,800 students, and it's been over $3.7 million in scholarships.
Well, Christy, it sounds like you figured it out there, how to serve the community and keep the personal touch in an era where, as I said, you know, banks go through these changes all the time, new owners, new names, and you kind of lose track of the people that help you. Doesn't happen at your place. What's your secret?
Well, we just really care about our neighborhoods. We were lucky to be recognized this year and received two awards, one from the Community Bankers Association of Illinois and one from the American Bankers Association Foundation. So a couple things that we did differently was for the award for the American Bankers Association, we decided to do these mobile food pantries last year with the pandemic since people weren't able to meet in person. We were really trying to figure out how we could do things differently. So we worked with another local organization called Illinois Partners in Hope, and they helped us to bring these mobile food pantries to our locations. They would drop off about 400 to 500 food boxes at our branches. These boxes would feed a family for a week, and our employees served as the volunteers for these events. So people would drive through, our employees would load the boxes of food into their cars, and it was a safe event for everyone.
Good for you, Christy Cox, Marquette Bank's first vice president and director of the Marquette Neighborhood Commitment. And we all appreciate what you do on this Giving Tuesday and every day, Christy. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.